There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We start with the headlines. Columbia University vows to address anti-Semitism on campus. And U.S. hostage envoy defends talks with Hamas. In the United States, Columbia University has assured the varsity community that they are committed to addressing the concerns raised by the U.S. government over allegations of anti-Semitism on campus. This follows the U.S. government's decision to cancel $400 million in federal grants and contracts on Friday, citing anti-Semitic harassment on and near the New York campus. Here's Linda McMahon, U.S. Secretary of Education, during an interview with Fox News over the weekend.
The president has said he's absolutely not going to allow federal funds to be going to these universities that continue to allow anti-Semitism on its campus.
Columbia's been a center for pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel protests since October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel and the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Meanwhile, the State Department has revoked the visa of a student involved in pro-Hamas protests following President Donald Trump's call to cancel visas for students participating in anti-Israel demonstrations on college campuses. The student's identity nor the university they attended have been named due to legal constraints. U.S. Special Envoy for Hostages under President Donald Trump, Adam Bowler, has defended his recent talks with Hamas. He says engaging with Hamas is necessary to secure the release of hostages. Bowler's main focus is the release of Idan Alexander, a 21-year-old Israeli-American who remains the last known living U.S. hostage in Gaza, as well as the bodies of four other Israeli-American hostages. While acknowledging the difficulty of engaging with Hamas, he says it is part of his job to help bring Americans home, no matter who the group is. Bowler told Forbes yesterday there is a good chance a new truce between Hamas and Israel could be reached within a few weeks.
I will say that I believe there is enough there to make a deal between what Hamas wants and what they've accepted and what Israel wants and it's accepted. And I think there is a deal where they can get all of the prisoners out, not just the Americans.
Meanwhile, in the UK, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has reaffirmed his country's commitment to prioritising the release of all hostages held by Hamas. This after he met with Eli Sharabi, who was held captive in Gaza for 491 days before being freed. During a meeting held at 10 Downing Street on Friday, Sharabi, whose British-born wife Leanne and daughters Noya and Yahal were killed by Hamas in the October 7th attack, shared his harrowing experience with Starmer. The Prime Minister expressed his condolences to Sharabi and also praised his bravery while promising to intensify efforts to bring all the hostages home. And UK lawyers for Israel have condemned a controversial painting at the Other Art Fair in London, calling it anti-Semitic. The artwork, titled Monster by James Early, is described as depicting a single, sutured face split between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the left and Adolf Hitler on the right, drawing comparisons between Israeli policy and Nazi actions. UK Lawyers for Israel argues that it stirs hatred against Jews and Israelis. The painting was displayed during the fair's preview night, but was removed after complaints from attendees who found it deeply distressing. One visitor described feeling a mix of rage and tears upon seeing the piece. Early explained the artwork was part of a series on war and conflict, but the fair organisers asked for its removal following the backlash. Other works by Early are still on display and available for sale. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.